Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
855-839-1210. And on X at Rich Zeoli. It's Friday, and appreciate you being here. Don't forget Politics and Pints Tuesday night. Tuesday night is our big night, and we're excited about it, so I want you to join us for that. Just go to 1210WPHG.com and get your tickets, and do it, because you'll love to be there. It'll be a lot of fun. And don't forget, I'll also be at the Great American Pub beforehand. They've got Miller Lite specials going on, so come out and watch the show for that. Great American Pub is on Bridge Street in Phoenixville. Enjoy some Miller Lite specials and a great menu, too. It looks delicious. I'm excited. Fox News did a piece on Joanne Chesimard. She is the woman who killed a New Jersey state trooper a couple decades ago. And now the renewed push to get her extradited to the United States of America, to have Cuba turn her over. Cuba's been harboring this fugitive. And the New Jersey State Police Colonel Pat Callahan spoke to Fox News regarding this. This clip's a little bit long, but I think it's very worth it. It's a very local story and right in our wheelhouse, so take a listen.
Colonel Pat Callahan is the superintendent of the New Jersey State Police. He commands a force of 5,000. But when he arrives at the office every morning, he looks at the photograph of one trooper on the mantle behind him. It is the portrait of Trooper Werner Forster.
He's actually with my family member, too, so I view him as a family member.
Trooper Forster was 34 years old when he was shot to death in the line of duty during a traffic stop on the New Jersey Turnpike in 1973. Black Liberation Army radical Joanne Chesimard was convicted of killing him, but then escaped from prison and fled to Cuba, where she is protected by the Havana regime to this day.
I understand it's a sovereign nation and that there's no extradition policy, but here's somebody who's murdered a Jersey trooper who lives free. And that just really is painful for law enforcement, not only in New Jersey, but across the country.
Return the fugitives from American justice, including the return of the cop killer, Joanne Chesimard.
President Trump has called for Cuba to cough her up. Secretary of State Marco Rubio tells Fox News, quote, "The Cuban regime continues to provide safe haven for terrorists and criminals, including fugitives from the United States. The brutal killing of New Jersey State Trooper Werner Forster will never be forgotten, and we will never stop fighting for justice." There are an estimated 70 American fugitives living in Cuba. In 1975, banker Frank Connor was killed in a New York City terrorist bombing. The suspected FALN bomb maker, Willie Morales, is also in Cuba.
We have these convicted terrorists 90 miles from home. We have the economic leverage on Cuba to bring them back, cut the deal, bring these guys back, and then we'll talk about how we're going to assist Cuba in the future.
It makes you mad. It makes you mad that Cuba harbors these terrorists and these fugitives.
A Senate bill named for Connor and Forster calls for the fugitives' extradition. It is sponsored by Florida Senator Rick Scott.
We got to understand who the regime in Cuba is. We've got to hold them accountable. We have to make sure there's no money that goes there. It's disgusting that some killer like this would be just roaming the streets in Cuba.
Colonel Callahan says he and his fellow troopers will not rest until Chesimard is behind bars.
You want her back?
I'd want her back yesterday. And I have Trooper Forrester's handcuffs ready to go on her when she lands on that tarmac, wherever she is.
Those handcuffs are ready. But the Trump administration has been ramping up sanctions against Cuba. That means there is now new hope. The White House will finally be able to bring Chesimard and perhaps the other fugitives back here in the U.S. to finally face the justice they deserve.
There you go. About time, certainly. About time, no doubt about it. I've met Pat Callahan once. Very nice guy. All right, so let's think now. We have another story. This fugitive of justice has now been arrested. I'm just going to warn you, this is kind of a gross story, but it's local. I have to cover it. Don't really want to. But it's a Delco woman. You may have heard about this story. She has now been arrested, 44-year-old Christina Solometo of Ridley Park. Why do we play the audio of, who is it? Chris O'Connell from Fox News, Fox 29?
This is actually so obviously the material, we can't air too much of it. So what I ended up doing was grabbing the clip of her being arrested yesterday. So we might need a little bit of the backstory here.
Well, why don't we just get, can we just get a news report on it so that they can explain it so I don't have to?
I can if you'd like. Just give me one second.
Yeah, just do that. And the big story of the hour is brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. You got to see a dentist. It's very important for your health. You want to go see a dentist, go see Dr. Mike and do that today. By the way, big jobs report came out, higher than expected, new jobs, which is great news, really good news for the economy. And that makes me very, very happy. Yeah, just because you did it doesn't mean you're guilty. Thank you. Very important point there from our buddy David Gelman. I think she's guilty, though. I'm pretty sure she's pretty guilty on this. So we'll get this story. I'd rather just have the news explain it than me explain it. You know what I mean? That's what I'd prefer that.
I mean, I don't blame you. If I were in your position, I wouldn't want to be the one to have to explain it to the audience either.
Yeah, so get that for me, and then, you know, we'll play that. But the other thing is that the president today signed an executive order to kill NPR and PBS. Now, this is going to take an act of Congress ultimately, as Congress set up the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. But that's okay, because by doing so now, he's made it clear what he wants, and now Congress needs to act accordingly as part of the one big, beautiful bill. He's also going to revoke Harvard's tax-exempt status because he's really cracking down on Matt DeSantis' college. He hates them. He hates you, DeSantis, and he hates the fact that you were the mascot.
He doesn't hate me.
He hates you very, very much.
That's not true. So, we had a lovely conversation on election night.
When you cheated me of 39 seconds, is that?
He had a hard out. I wanted to respect his time.
Here, just play the Fox 29 video. You have it?
Yeah, I have it loaded up right now, actually.
All right. This way they can explain it for us. She's been charged now.
A strange case, to say the least, guys. In fact, so strange, many people thought this story was fake. But according to Prospect Park police, the Delco pooper is all too real, and she's under arrest tonight.
Can you tell us what happened?
The lady chased me. She chased me, and I asked her dad what's happening.
That is 44-year-old Christina Solometo being put into a Prospect Park police car. But you may know her by this now viral video. Police say the Ridley Park mother is the woman seen getting out of her car and, yes, defecating on the hood of the car of another woman. She's seen getting right back into her black Nissan we saw parked outside of her home tonight.
They were both headed in the same direction. They both live not far from one another. And
The woman in the dark colored car thought the woman was following her, when she was actually just going home.
The incident happened Tuesday evening near the corner of 4th and Madison, a half a block away from a Little League field where the Delco defecator video has left some neighbors speechless.
I don't know. It's been running through my mind all day since I've heard about it.
Just another day in Delco.
Solometto was booked on charges including indecent exposure, disorderly conduct, and a misdemeanor depositing waste on the highway. As she was getting arrested, Solometto says,
I have a sickness.
She didn't elaborate on the sickness, but the bizarre case has now gotten international attention. Not the kind this police chief wants.
It can't happen in this community. No town wants this to happen in their town. I mean, the recognition a town gets over this kind of thing, it's really unwelcome. We don't want this.
Now, Solometto appeared in front of a judge tonight. According to court records we just checked, she has posted $1,000 bail tonight.
$1,000? That's it? I feel like the bail should be higher.
I don't want her ever released, honestly.
She's a danger to the community, obviously. I don't think that you should. I mean, $1,000? Did she pay it in toilet paper or is she paid in money? Is what I want to know.
The wildest part of that story is the driver who experienced it firsthand was not actually the one that called the police. The police didn't get involved until after one of the witnesses posted the recording on Instagram. So the driver just went about her daily routine after this occurred.
According to TMZ, she told cops that the poop was a clean poop. I didn't even have to wipe, is what she said.
Oh, then everything's okay.
So, yeah. I have a sickness. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You clearly do.
It's the one thing all of America can agree upon.
Then again, if I was the judge, I'd probably be like, you know what? $1,000 bail. Get her out of here before she defecates in my courtroom. So get her out. I don't want her in here. Whoa, what are you doing? What are you doing? Get her out. I'm just, oof, man. Well, there you go. There's your Delco story of the day today. Sorry, Delco. Don't blame me. Just making sure you're up to the news on everything. The United States has finally acknowledged the truth. Sex change treatments in endanger children. On Thursday, the Federal Department of Health and Human Services issued the world's most comprehensive report on the topic to date, a definitive 400-page evidentiary and ethical takedown. Transgender activists have long relied on the support of the U.S. government, or at least its silence, to protect their claimed medical and moral legitimacy and continue treatment on children as young as 8 years old. Now they have nowhere to turn but the fringe, which is where their ideology arose and ought to return. In a piece by Dr. Stanley Goldfarb, chairman of Do No Harm, who wrote this piece in the New York Post. We should get him back on the show next week. He's great. Goldfarb is fantastic. And one of the things he points out is this report by HHS could lead to ending Medicare and Medicaid coverage of transgender reassignment surgery, and perhaps private health insurance coverage as well. The Office of Management and Budget has sought to block federal research and education to institutions that perform child sex change treatments, and the report adds weight to that effort. You know, I hate using the term sex change because you can't change your sex, but you get the drift. So that's good. You know, Robert Kennedy's off to a big start, and the Make America Healthy Again movement is a very big deal. I'm very glad they came out with this. We're also going to have our friends next week from the White Coat Waste Project on the show, as they're now ending animal testing, which is a very, very important thing as well. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, let's cue up cut number 18 here. He said he's basically afraid to eat anything now because of Secretary Kennedy. You know, McDonald's sales are down. I think that's the Bobby Kennedy effect. No doubt about that. Cut 18.
Everyone around this table at some level. And because of Secretary Kennedy, I'm afraid to eat anything. So in front of him, he said Tootsie Rolls are okay in moderation. So. But it's a great team.
Tootsie Rolls are okay, and everything's okay in moderation, basically. You know, he announced this week that they were banning, quote-unquote, banning food dyes, and it's not a ban. They've worked with Big Food to get rid of them, which is great and really important. The MAHA movement, which has been key to Trump's victory, in my opinion, we'll talk about that Tuesday night at our Politics and Pints. We'll talk about the effect of MAHA. I hope we'll see you there. And we won't be super healthy at the Great American Pub. They do have a lot of great healthy food, but we might have a beer or two. Although there's a story out this week that said champagne is good for you. It has effects of fighting Alzheimer's and other things. There's something about the carbonation, and there's new research into the health benefits of wine. Alcohol lately has gotten a very, very bad rap. There's been a lot of research that's saying that drinking anything, even a little bit, is really bad for you. I'm kind of old world on this. I still believe, based on the fact that, you know, my people, the Italians, all drank red wine and lived really, really long. Like my grandpa, for example, and they drank red wine every day. So I'm a big believer in the health benefits of red wine. I know that these things kind of go in spurts where it's like, you know, 1 week this stuff's bad for you and the next week it's good for you. But I think overall, I'm going to put my money in red wine. Now, champagne, I'm not a champagne guy. First of all, champagne costs too much, in my opinion. It's often too sweet. I could drink like a glass of it or something. But I did see that that story, and I thought that's good news. Now, obviously, Trump doesn't drink. A lot of people don't drink. I don't drink during the week anymore. I just can't. And it's just I've given it up. But, you know, but we make homemade wine, and homemade wine is very, very good. I enjoy that a lot. And I do believe that there's some health benefits to red wine. I think they say the skins of the grapes or something like that. I don't know. It's also, it just makes you feel good and happy in moderation. Again, in moderation, everything in moderation is really important. Moderation is key. Even like if you were to date Jordan Hudson in moderation, well, there's no moderation with Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick's girlfriend. Somebody made a great point earlier today. My friend sent me this post. If there's one more negative story about Bill Belichick and this 24-year-old hottie that he's dating, nobody's going to remember Bill Belichick for anything he did besides date Jordan Hudson. That's how bad these stories are about her as more comes out. Well, the latest is bellicose demands by young gal pal cost Bill Belichick his docuseries. The docuseries that he was going to have made is out because she is now ready for this now. This woman, this 24-year-old former college cheerleader, is the CEO, CMO and COO of Belichick Corporation and Belichick Media. And we're seeing how poor governance can really sink a brand. Because it is now his docuseries that they were going to produce is over. That's out. Not a good look. Hard pass on the Bill gig. The Page Six sources from the New York Post account of the Hard Knocks breakdown comes after the New York Times sports site The Athletic reported that production on the planned series to star Bill Belichick was halted, partially due to Hudson's alleged request to be heavily involved in the project. Nobody can stand her. Nobody wants to be part of her. So they scrapped the project, and the NFL's vice president for commercial operations and business affairs, Jessica Boddy, reportedly confirmed via email that they would not proceed with that production of the Belichick project. The conversation took a turn we were not comfortable with. Representatives for the series, UNC, and the coach's book imprint at Simon & Schuster did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Meanwhile, there have been rumors that the May-December couple, that they are engaged. Now, she's worth millions now because she's gotten into real estate. He's worth $200 million, if I'm not mistaken. And once they get married, and there's no way that this boss of a woman is going to let him sign a prenup, so the over-under is, how soon does Bill Belichick die after he marries her? What's the over-under? Does he make it past the honeymoon? Or does he have an accident falling off the Amalfi Coast Highway in Italy?
Like 6 months. I did notice a lot of the real estate she purchased right by the ocean.
Right by the ocean. He will definitely have a fall off of a cliff. There's no doubt about that. I mean, it's just a matter of time. He's got to know that, right? And there's no way this woman's going to let him sign a make her sign a prenup. Oh, no chance.
No chance. I endorse him dating her. I don't endorse the marriage. I think, Bill, you got to stop.
I've never been a fan of Bill Belichick, so I'm looking forward to him getting, you know.
Well, Dave Portnoy made the point that the only thing that that will get, I guess, Jordan Hudson out of people's minds and refocused on Bill Belichick's ability to coach is by winning. I don't know how good UNC football is, though, so we'll have to see.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, He'd have to win the college national championship for that to happen.
I would think.
And then even then, they'd be like, so, Jordan, what do you think about your husband winning the college national championship? And then they would just go right over to her.
That's true. It actually may be worse if he ends up dominating college football like he dominated the NFL.
Exactly.
Because now, yeah, he's got an even bigger platform, and she's definitely going to take advantage of it.
Yeah. You know what? I say good for Bill Belichick to enjoy his final days on Earth, because she will kill him. And, hey, you might as well go out with a literal bang. So, you know, bravo. More power to him. Trump last night during the commencement address at the University of Alabama, cut number 9, pointed out how wonderful it is to not really use a teleprompter, to have a president who doesn't need a teleprompter and can sort of have a little fun. Cut number 9.
Funny. That's not here. That's not here on the teleprompter. Actually, most of what I've said tonight is not on the teleprompter. That's all right. Isn't it nice to have a president that doesn't need a teleprompter and can sort of have a little fun?
Yeah, I agree. And more is coming out. Joe Biden next week, and Dr. You always have to say that by law. Dr. Jill Biden will be on The View next week. As the Democrat civil war continues with the finger pointing, Tim Walz came out and said that in addition, of course, you know, him being the guy there to try to get white people to vote for him, even though Trump won by about 63% of the white vote. Tim Walz came out and said Kamala Harris was a great running mate. The postmortem of that horrible campaign continues. Democrats are in absolute disarray right now. The party's having a civil war. And the reality is the only thing Democrats can rally around is Kilmer Abreu Garcia, the wife beating gangbanger. We have enough wife beaters in this country. We don't need to import another one. Wait till you hear the audio of what his wife or ex-wife or whatever she is had to say when she took out the restraining order against him. I'll have that for you straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Got a lot going on. You know, Fox News did a report in the 2 o'clock hour about Joanne Chesimard. You remember her? She's the woman who murdered Trooper, Jersey State Police Trooper in cold blood, excuse me. And she's in Cuba. Cuba has been shielding her for decades. And so there's renewed interest now with Trump back in the White House to get her back so that they can prosecute her. And they talked to the colonel of the New Jersey State Police. We'll play that segment for you in a little bit. I thought it was really, really interesting that they went there. And good, they should get her back. And she should face authorities. And the question, of course, is whether or not Cuba wants to be friendly and nice. I certainly hope they do, because I would love to be able to get some of their cigars. But I don't know. We'll see if now that Trudeau's out of power, little Justin, I don't know. We'll find out. But we'll talk about that today. Also, Jesse Waters sat down with Elon Musk and Doge, as everybody's talking about their future. And President Trump, you know, he took out an executive order to slash funding for NPR and for PBS. Now, Congress needs to ultimately do this, but like everything else, this is the first step in what ultimately Congress has to do, which is they need to shut down the Department of Education, they need to shut down funding for NPR and PBS, and they need to 100% absolutely, they need to make the tax cuts permanent. These are all the things that Congress needs to do, and they have to keep cutting funding everywhere they possibly can, and Congress needs to step up and do these things. But when you hear this report from NPR about why pets should have pronouns, why animals should have pronouns, you may say to yourself, wait a second, hold on. Maybe we should keep NPR. Maybe we should keep it. Maybe we should even increase the funding for National Public Radio. You may think that. It's very, very possible after you hear this report about why animals should have pronouns, which I'm not kidding you, is a real thing. It's a real, real thing. And the president spoke last night at the University of Alabama at their commencement address, and he gave the grads some good wisdom. And I have some of that for you as well today. But let's start, shall we, with something I found fascinating. On the cover of the New York Post today, New York City lost $13.8 billion in income in 5 years, the last 5 years, because the rich fled to Florida. Now, you know how the left, whether it's New Jersey with the millionaire's tax or New York, California, wherever it is, they turn around and go, well, listen, you can raise the taxes because the rich have to pay their fair share. And what we've always said is the rich can move. I mean, it's not like they can't afford a U-Haul or a moving company. The rich can move. They don't need to stay there. And this has been the exodus from California and New York and New Jersey, in particular, to red states like Florida. Why is this important? Because in just a few years, 5 years from now, they're going to do another census. When they do that census, what we're going to find is that blue states have lost people. In addition to money, they've lost people. That means that when they reapportion congressional districts, the blue states are going to lose seats in the House of Representatives, which means they lose votes in the Electoral College, which means the red states become even more powerful and the blue states lose their power in electing the president of the United States of America. That's what I'm talking about. The implications of this are bigger than just simply money leaving those blue states for red states. It's people, and people equals House of Representatives, and House of Representatives equals Electoral College votes, and that equals the presidency. And that means that in the future, theoretically, in the year 2032, when the next presidential race happens after the census, which would be 2032, you could have a Democrat win every single state Kamala Harris won, plus Michigan, plus Pennsylvania, and still lose the presidency, still lose the White House, if it plays out the way that it's looking like it's going to play out. And it's not a surprise when you think about it. You have these states where they turn around and they love sticking it to the rich. They love sticking it to the oligarchy. The oligarchy. It's what they love to do. And then people who make lots of money say, I'll just go someplace else. This happened in California, which is why they don't make movies in California anymore. They make movies in Austin, they make movies in Atlanta, Georgia, and they make movies in the United Kingdom, among other places. And a big reason for that, nobody talks about it, it's not just tax credits that these states are offering. It's that California has a very aggressive millionaire's tax. And when the actors become millionaires, they don't need to stay in California and pay those high taxes. They can move to red states and then fly back to LA if they need to, or fly to Atlanta and make their movies, or go to Canada and make their movies, or wherever else. So Hollywood is no longer the epicenter of movie making. New York is no longer the epicenter of television and movie production like it used to be back in the day either. And when you look at this and you look at how many people have fled these states and gone to Florida, just New York City alone, 130,000 New York City residents moved to Florida between 2018 and 2022, taking with them nearly $14 billion in income. Now, why do you think they left? Now, I know what you're thinking. You say to yourself, okay, but what happens if they go to the red states and then they wind up making the red states blue? It hasn't been working out that way. If anything, they've gone down there and they said, we don't want to repeat the mistakes of the states that we just left. That's been what we've been seeing, because Florida, which at one point was a swing state, is now a solid red state. There's no doubt about that. People that move to these states aren't looking to see politicians elected who are going to put in place the same kind of policies that made them leave the blue states. They just want to go to a place where they can have their money and not have it taken from them and enjoy their retirement or enjoy their working years and not lose all their money. That's what we're seeing. And good. I mean, that's the way it should be. But there's a lesson there, obviously. Now, as for on the national level, we've heard the left say, well, people can't leave the United States of America. Actually, they can. And a lot of people are. They're called expats. They leave the United States because it's too expensive. And then the goal, of course, is to get them and their businesses back to the United States of America. And you want them to do that because that's a lot of money that's parked offshore. And you want them to bring it back to the United States, obviously. But Democrats are looking to bring back to the United States of America people who are wife-beating gangbangers. So let's begin, shall we, with Senator Chris Van Hollen. Let's start with Cut 14, Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland, Democrat of Maryland, on CNN. And why the Democrat Party wants to go down this road right now, being the party that is there for the wife-beating MS-13 gangbangers, is beyond me. I mean, I could only imagine what James Carville is actually thinking right now. And I'm no James Carville, but it seems to me like they're focusing on the wrong issues here. Nobody wants this guy to remain in America. They want this guy gone. Nobody wants the test is always very simple. I tell you the test all the time. The test is, do you want this guy in your house? Do you want this guy in your neighborhood? Would you invite this guy to dinner? Would you let this guy watch your kids? Would you want this guy being a caterer at your daughter's wedding? Would you want this guy around you in any way, shape, or form? If the answer to those questions is no, then you don't want him back in the United States of America. And I'm telling you, if you go to the average bar and you ask people, they would say absolutely not. Why the Democrats are fighting so hard to get a guy back who, when you hear the audio of his wife going on about how he was beating her and threatening the kids, you say to yourself, are the Democrats really the party of importing wife beaters? Like, we don't have enough in this country. We don't have enough domestic abusers. We got to import them. We got to bring them into America. Really? Is that what we're doing? So here's Senator Chris Van Hollen. This is cut number 14. Take a listen.
There also was a ruling today from a federal judge, a Trump-appointed judge, actually, that the use of the Alien Enemies Act to deport people from Venezuela, who the administration alleges to be part of a gang, is not allowed. What was your reaction to that? And it only applies to a small slice of the country. It doesn't apply nationwide, this ruling, should it?
Well, the logic applies equally no matter what part of the country you're in. And the idea is it's a total abuse of the Alien Enemies Act to claim that what we're experiencing here in the country is an invasion, right? Like from a foreign government. And this was a judge who just looked at the facts and said, no, you can't do that. Look, the Trump administration is trying to dredge up these old laws and misapply them across the board. I mean, they've also done the same thing in these cases where they're detaining students for their speech. It's not a question of whether you like their speech or don't like their speech. They have a right to free speech. And the Rubio has dredged up this McCarthy-era law, the McCarran-Walter Act, trying to claim that these students exercising their speech is somehow a threat to U.S. foreign policy. And it's clearly a ruse simply to squash their free speech rights. So no matter where you look, this administration is violating statutes and the Constitution, including, by the way, when it comes to tariffs, right? Abusing their
authority. Let me jump out of this for a second. So as you think about this now, first of all, he wants you to imagine these students, these poor students getting picked up for their free speech rights. That is not happening. That's just not happening. It's a lie. It's one of the lies that's being told by the left and by the media. Now, there are people who are going to be deported because of their actions on college campuses. American citizens who are students are not going to be arrested for their speech. That's number one. American students who are protesting peacefully, and of course, the Democrats have a very broad interpretation of what that means. Nothing's going to happen to them. They're allowed to protest as much as they want. The question is, does the United States of America have to keep people in this country who are preaching ideas and visions that are contrary to American policy? And the answer to that is no, it doesn't. It just doesn't. That's the bottom line. They're not McCarthy era. I mean, to say that like that in McCarthy era, to try to imply that this is some sort of a like the purges of what we're doing. McCarthy went after American citizens for their supposed communist ties. That was a very ugly era in our country's history, but they went after American citizens. And they would out people in Hollywood, and they would out people who were in business, and they would out people for having communist ties, who were American citizens. It was a disgraceful act in American history. We're not talking about that. We're talking about students who come to this country from another country with a visa to study in our colleges. And then while they're here, they're disruptive and they're pushing ideologies that are contrary to America's foreign relations and America's ideals. And America has a right to kick them out. Just like if you go to Italy on a visa and you start advocating for pineapples on pizza, Italy has a right to boot you out of the boot. And it should, because you're there as a guest in their country. But it is amazing how Democrats want to be on the side of this. It is amazing how the Democrats are on the wrong side of every issue these days. And that really comes down to the fact that Trump has destroyed the opposition. They don't know how to fight against him. Here's an audio recording of the wife of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who depicts her begging a judge for a protective order from her abusive husband. This is the guy who was sent to El Salvador, the guy who the local authorities determined was part of MS-13, who there was a traffic stop of him. There were like eight guys in the car. He was suspected of of human trafficking, of picking people up from the border and bringing them into the United States of America. That was a few years ago. And she's had several different protective orders issued against him. So this is cut number 13. Take a listen to this audio recording. Go ahead.
Came to fill out a protective order. I think it was in December. But I didn't show up to the court because his family, like, washed my brain telling me that his dad was sick and not to do it. So I didn't do anything. But after that, it was like, I would call the police. I have a lot of police reports. And I kept trying to get to the door basement to try to open the door. And then, like, he pushed me. So then when I was able to go outside to get a phone, I called 911 from a disconnected phone. Now, they took a long time to get to the house. It was probably, like, 20, 30 minutes. So I saw a neighbor walking his dog, and I opened the door, and I was like, help. And then when he heard me, like, he grabbed me from my hair, and then he slapped me. And then the neighbor, like, he didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to react. I have pictures of the evidence, like, all the bruises, because it's not, even on Wednesday, he hit me, like, around, like, 3 in the morning. He would just wake up and, like, hit me. And then last Saturday for my daughter's birthday party, before I went to my daughter's birthday party, he slapped me 3 times. And then last week I did call the police. My sister called the police because he hit me in front of my sister.
He hit me in front of my sister. He hit me in front of my sister. That's what she said. So Democrats are fighting for this guy to come back to America. Look, we have more than enough wife beaters in this country. We have plenty of them. We don't need to be bringing them in. The idea of immigration is you bring people in who will help make the country better. They have skills and they have ideas that will help America. That's the whole purpose of immigration. We want people who are going to make the country better. A guy who beats the crap out of a woman does not make America better. So that's the test. I mean, that's really the test. They use that test today in this day and age to evaluate immigrants. Do you have a skill that will help America, or will you be a burden on America? You have a skill that will help that we could really use in your skills, and we have you come to this country. We don't need wife beaters. We don't need domestic abusers. We don't need gang members. We have more than enough. We have enough. It's like when back in the day when they used to have quotas on, well, we have enough farmers. We have enough people that can work and steal. We have enough people. So then when you come in from a country, they'd say, what's your skill set? And they go, well, I can... I'm this or that. And they go, well, we have enough of that. Well, I can also do this. Oh, you can? All right. Well, then you can stay. And believe it or not, I know that history kind of pretends like everybody just got to come to America if they wanted to. No, there were some restrictions in place back then. You had to be healthy. You couldn't become a burden on society, that we didn't want to just bring people in. There was an Emma Lazarus poem. But our immigration program operated a little bit differently than that. And if you ask in terms of quotas, I think we've got our full of wife beating gang members. Like, I think we're good. I think we're good. I think we have plenty. One of the Democrats was asked, Ilhan Omar was asked about this question. And her answer to this now, you're not going to really hear anything other than a beep. But the Daily Caller News Foundation reporter, this is Cut 15, Miles Morrell, shared a video on social media, which he introduced himself as Omar, along with a couple of other people as they walked outdoors in their direction. And asked the question about vouching for this guy, Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the wife-beating gangbanger. And this was her response, squad member Ilhan Omar, Cut 15.
Congresswoman Omar, I'm Miles Morrell with the Daily Caller News Foundation. Do you think more of your Democratic colleagues should be traveling to El Salvador to advocate on behalf of Abrego Garcia?
I think you should f*** off.
Yeah, I'm sorry, what, Congresswoman?
F*** off.
Who should?
You.
Why me?
We're not taking any questions right now, but here you go.
Yeah, thanks.
Wow. You should F off. You should F off. He's asking her a legitimate question. She's a member of Congress. I thought we were told that Trump was this dictator who was going to shut down the press. And he has the press gaggling in the Oval Office every other day. He's constantly talking to them on Air Force One. He's going out and the White House press secretary is answering questions. You asked this congresswoman a very legitimate question. Is she the brother lover, Matt? Ilhan Omar, she's the brother lover, right?
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, maybe she had a rough night with her brother last night. Maybe last night was handcuff night at the Omar household. I don't know. Ooh, that's gross. You ask her a very legitimate question. Do you think Democrats should be advocating? Should more of them go to El Salvador, like Senator Chris Van Hollen, and advocate for the release of Kilmar Abrego Garcia? And her response is F off. There you go. And I'm just wondering where all the people who are going to demand freedom of the press and freedom of speech are going to start screaming and saying this is a member of Congress, we should be holding our elected officials accountable. She should answer the question and not drop F-bombs on the guy. It's a legitimate question. He didn't ask her, you know, how was did you have rough sex with your brother last night? Which I would have asked her if it were me. He asked her a legitimate question. Do you think this guy should be allowed to come home and should other Democrats be out there advocating for him? And she says, F off. So, you know, this is what I mean. Democrats want to die on this hill. Go ahead. But you're going to regret it. They will regret it. There's no doubt about that. I have seen it very clearly myself that when Democrats decide to be the party of gang banging wife beaters, they will lose. Trust me on this. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. The big story of the day brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. Go see him today for your perfect smile. If you've been putting off getting that complex dental procedure, call Dr. Mike for a second opinion and put your mind at ease. 856-786-2020.